I've been thinking about how completely invisible Prince seems to have been to the world as we know it through the media lens, and therefore to us, as we've been made dependent on its interpretation of people and events. This is a disastrous position for a captive populace to be in, and we desperately need our own media. My thoughts took this bend after reading a lengthy review of Prince's CD, The Gold Experience, that Prince included in the booklet packaged with it. I was appalled by its inclusion and fell to pondering why Prince would help disseminate such a, what I consider unfair treatment, gross diminishment of what he was about, what he had accomplished, and what he intended to accomplish. A depiction horribly unequal to the man himself. I concluded a couple things. It seemed to me he included it largely for the last paragraph, which should have been, I thought, how the review began, of a 6-page review, and then decided the entire review would have to be printed so as not to be accused of distorting the reviewer's point of view about him. The last paragraph included the sentence, quote, "There is a palpable sense of urgency here, as if he knows that time is running out for all of us to make connections with ourselves and the outside world," unquote, from John Walsh, pop music critic for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and this is from January 1995. And I concluded that Prince had been made so invisible to us, as he says in Undisputed, that he was grateful for any accurate sense that appeared in the media about him, no matter that it's drowned in a sea of trivialization. What does it feel like to know the country you're living in that calls itself a democracy is fascist, when no one else apparently is aware of it, particularly when paid agents surround you, there to create a sense of psychic isolation and self-doubt? And further, you are being invisibly assaulted daily, and you must bear it, and bear the fact that no one cares. What does it feel like to have no emptiness to fill, to be self-sufficient in a constructed world premised on scarcity? A seed planted, or so it seems, in every class-constructed human being. What does it feel like to be continuously made invisible and unheard despite your prodigious gifts, both from the earth and those you share with your brothers and sisters? Certainly, you would ask yourself, how beautiful do the words have to be before they conquer every heart? How will you know if I'm even in the right key if you make me stop before I start? This is from the song Dolphin, which is included in The Gold Experience. So what do you do then when your eyes have been early opened to the presence of a mission in you and you encounter intense and unexpected resistance to your claiming it? One of the Prince songs posted for today's show, Push, from Diamonds and Pearls, reiterates the political strategy which serves as partial reply that he captured in 4 words in Let's Go Crazy from Purple Rain. And if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. The power guys place a wall of resistance around everybody. That's what class means, although they erect higher ones in front of those with authentic allegiances each generation to prevent our easily claiming and developing our gifts and harmonizing them together. And then, with our gifts and our crew, strutting our stuff to freedom. But with Prince, this wall was both massive and all surrounding. Quote from Push, "Every time you get some, people want to take it back. They'd rather see you on the run than see you get it like that. Every time they stop you, change up like a sock. Every time they try to clock you, tick more than they talk. Push, I push. Don't let them pull you down. Push, I push until you get to higher ground. Push, you're never too young, never too old. Push, don't stop until you go. Did you ever stop to wonder why you put another down? No man should asunder the joy that another man found. Them in this song. And never forget, Prince is being tortured with EMF his entire adult life. Them are the would-be gods determined to claim for themselves exclusive right of decision-making, and, most egregious, to claim for themselves the right both to prevent us from developing our thought and to decide who lives and who dies. Quote from Planet Earth. Imagine holding Planet Earth in the palm of your hand with no regard for your place of birth or claim to any land. The only thing between us now is the truth we understand. Imagine you could rid the earth of anyone you choose. Which ones would you need the most, and which ones would you lose? Do we want to judge another, lest we be judged too? And then from Dear Mr. Man, your 1,000 years are up. Now you got to share the land. Section 1, the 14th Amendment says, no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Mr. Man, we want to end this letter with 3 words. We tired of y'all. Tired, tired, sick and tired of being tired. As Proudhon says, these sorts, brigands, thieves, and statesmen pretend to be the legislative and executive power at once, and extra legally dispense punishment and or death to whoever they choose, hobbling our forward-moving momentum to freedom, our necessary drive to develop our hearts and minds mutually. I like Nicola's way of describing the interference this tiny, tiny few interject into our common evolutionary momentum as a global humanity. He called this interference elements tending to produce friction and retardation. Remember this quote from last show? The progress in a measured time, and this is Nikola Tesla speaking, is nowadays more rapid and greater than it ever was before. This is quite in accordance with the fundamental law of motions, which commands acceleration and increase of momentum or accumulation of energy under the action of a continuously acting force and tendency. That would be us, my brothers and sisters, who see our freedom right there within our reach. Now, thank you. Thanks to Nikola Tesla. For after all, what is progress, or more correctly, development or evolution, if not a movement infinitely complex and often unscrutinizable, it is true, but nevertheless exactly determined in quantity as well as in quality of motion by the physical conditions and laws governing. Unquote from Nikola Tesla. So what do you do then about this resistance? You, with the early opened eyes and the mission that must not be denied. Even if you know, along with Proudhon, because you've seen the dawn, that sooner or later the minority will become the majority, quoting Proudhon, and despots will be overthrown and all their laws annihilated. Prince told us repeatedly what his response would be. The brave and the bold hang around for the kill, so the bigger the hole, the bigger we fill it. Prince readily perceived the significance of his invisibility, recognized that the problem was both structural and global, and that he would have to expand to meet the threat. Faced with a global class system in a state that was clearly fascist, Prince decided he would have to create in himself the alternative. We're going to be thinking a lot about that in our upcoming shows. What is meant by that statement? Faced with a global class system in a state that was clearly fascist. I'm assuming some vehicle stuck at the light and hoping it would move on. Does not seem to be. So we'll just have to accept its contribution to the show in our audio file. Faced with a global class system in a state that was clearly fascist, Prince decided he would have to create in himself the alternative. They have transponders, these AC transit buses who haunt my path. They can make a light stay, you know, red or turn it to green. And I know that because one of my gigs as a apprentice, an electrical apprentice, was with a company that put in traffic signals. Anywho, they've given me plenty of demonstrations of that ability without my having that experience. However, Prince readily perceived the significance of his invisibility. Oh no, we don't want to go back that far. One of the many important things I've learned in this year since Prince was murdered is that Prince's body of work constitutes a clear alternative to class, and that this is a world I want to inhabit. The full import of Prince's words eludes us until we have fully immersed ourselves in them. The full import of Prince's words eludes us until we fully immersed ourselves in them. He creates his own universe, he said in one of the interviews that we've posted for this show, and invites those he needs, we strays of the world, to come in. This process ends with the minority becoming the majority. This process ends in freedom. Fascism crafts us small. Freedom shapes us big.